The 2017 General Session of the Utah Legislature got underway Monday. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports on what state Senate leaders want to accomplish during the next 45 days.
First on the priority list of Senate President Wayne Niederhauser, a Republican, is passing a balanced budget. Niederhauser says there will be a lot of discussion among lawmakers about whether or not to raise income taxes to fund education.
Where we go with that, I'm not sure at this point. It's politically difficult for a legislature to raise taxes.
Proponents have already begun gathering signatures for a ballot initiative that would raise taxes by 0.7% to go toward education. But Senate Republican leadership says they would prefer a legislative solution to a ballot initiative. Other priorities include investing in infrastructure. Utah's population is expected to nearly double in 30 years. And Senate Majority Leader Ralph Okerlund says now is the time to start building infrastructure to sustain that growth.
And that includes everything from transportation, water, schools, colleges, everything that's entailed in that growing population.
Priorities for Democrats include continuing to address homelessness, says Senate Minority Leader Gene Davis.
We've got to put our arms around that, figure out how we're going to address that issue as well. Part of that, I believe, is making sure that we have access to health care for all citizens.
State senators expect to consider more than 1,500 bills this year, the most ever. The session will end at midnight on March 9th. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.